Eric, thanks for being here this morning. Welcome back to KSJD.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So I want to start off this discussion and just talk a little bit about the library in general. I think when most people think about libraries, they kind of have a preconceived idea of what they can get at a library. They can go check out books, you know, that kind of stuff. But what are some things that maybe some listeners out there may not realize about the Cortez Public Library, some of the services and offerings that you guys have?
Yeah, that's great place to start. We are actually the busiest facility in the city of that the city of Cortez operates. We see about 3,000 people through a week come through our doors, or 3,000 visits, I should say. I don't think it's all different people.
Yeah.
but not to disparage our friends at the rec center, but that's quite a few. That's more than they have at the rec center, and they're open considerably more hours than we
that's
are.
Surprising.
Yeah. But what we see a lot of people doing is we get a lot of people there to use our computers. You know, in a rural area, that's one of the biggest struggles for people, is not having connection to reliable internet. And, you know, here we are very rural in parts of this county. And so we see a lot of people who do, the fun computer things, email and, you know, social media types of things. But we also do have a lot of people who come to the library to run their business, to, to apply for jobs. And so that's one of the things that brings people in the door on a regular basis, just the ability to have internet, to use a computer. I'm always amazed at how many people, don't have the access to reliable internet. Before I lived here, I was in Salt Lake, and Salt Lake was kind of one of those places ridiculously wired. You can't be unconnected, it seemed like. But so here it's a little bit different. It's been, I think that's one of the services that we see a lot of, just heavy use, just the ability to use the internet. And then we have great staff on hand who can help people when they have troubles. I mean, I joke with all my staff, you don't apply for a job anymore if you can't use a computer. And that's, you know, it's, you don't just show up and say, I want to work. It's like, no, you got to go fill out an application online. And for a lot of people, if they've had a job where they, that wasn't the way that was 15, 20 years ago, now they're looking for a different job for whatever reason, they come in and maybe they don't have those computer skills to fill out an application online. And so we're always happy to help people with those sorts of issues. So
I've noticed a pretty strong effort over the last 2 or 3 years with early childhood literacy. Can you talk a little bit about some of the programs that you guys are doing around some of that?
Yeah, we've always had a great, your standard library programs around story times, things like that. But we've been lucky enough to, the Colorado State Library has helped us a lot in getting some different grant funding through the Beale Foundation to reach out to more, to provide more literacy training for adults, parents, caretakers, so that they can make sure that the kids that are in their lives are having access to any sorts of reading materials. So we have this great program called Growing Readers Together, which really targets your non-traditional caregivers, whether that's, you know, somebody who's running an at-home daycare, or if it's a grandparent who is now taking care of their grandchild. We have these kits that we put together that have, you know, games and books and puzzles, but just things that they can have on hand so they're always just interacting with their children to keep them engaged in reading, and, you know, just something to kind of unplug them from the TV
devices. Another really fun thing that you have been doing, the Cortez Public Library has been doing, is partnering with the Sunflower Theater right here at KSJD to bring in films. Is it once a month that is happening?
It is once a month.
Yeah. So I'm curious, how did that get started? And what kind of films are you bringing in?
We're bringing in, we focus on documentaries. That got started. It's just, I love films. I especially love documentaries. And you know, we live in an area where there's, you know, the city of Cortez has one movie theater, and, you know, documentaries generally aren't the types of films that you're going to find at that theater. It started off a little slow. I think our first film, I think the volunteers maybe outnumbered the audience a little bit, but, you know, since then we've really had great attendance, and we just try and do, you know, sometimes we'll try and do things that have specific regional interest. Sometimes we'll try and do the bigger ones. You know, we did the Academy Award winner this year for best documentary, and you know that brought in about 100 people. Yeah. And so that's a big thing. But then also we work with other local nonprofits. If they have a specific, they'll kind of come to me and say, you know, there's this film about our subject that we'd like to, you know, try and show, and we'd be happy to maybe host a little, you know, meet and greet afterwards, or just be able to talk about the subject matter and maybe put it in the context of Cortez or of Montezuma County to kind of get a local feel for that. So, yeah.
You have a big event coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. You have your literary festival that's going on. What's going to be happening there?
Oh, what isn't going to be happening? No, we're starting Friday evening. We have Ann Hillerman coming. She'll start at 6 o'clock. And for those of you who don't know, Ann Hillerman is Tony Hillerman's daughter. Tony Hillerman is one of the most popular authors in this area. He writes, or he wrote about, you know, this region and very specifically about the people in this area. And so she's kind of picked up her father's legacy and has continued writing one of his series of books. And she's just a wonderful woman, really genuine, really sweet. And, you know, I think when I think about it, it's such a tremendous burden to be the daughter of someone who's so loved and respected, but she handles it very gracefully and is very kind. And so we're really excited about that on Friday evening. She'll do a little lecture. And then Saturday we have about 30 vendors of authors, publishers, bookstores that are going to be here, just, you know, giving people an opportunity to interact with different authors. But we have, you know, children's authors. There's different story. There's going to be a storyteller. I believe we now have a face painter signed up, you know, important things like that. But we're also going to have local food vendors there. Mm-hmm. And we have a tremendous team of volunteers that has been pulled together. I think we're probably close to 50 people volunteering for this event to help us out. So yeah.
And workshops too, right?
And workshops, yeah. You know, Ann Hillerman's going to do a workshop about what she learned about fiction from her father, you know. And then we have another, Heather Martinez, who's going to be doing she's a graphic recorder. And so she's going to be doing a workshop at the end of the day about brush lettering, the brush lettering technique, which is, you know, fascinating. And we have poetry and just kind of any sort of literary genre you can think of. We're going to have somebody doing, you know, a brief little workshop it. So.
And that's going to be happening. So the reception on Friday, does that start at 6 o'clock? 7 o'clock.
She'll start at six, and then, you know, she'll be Ann will probably finish around seven. But then we'll have, you know, a chance to talk to her and have a little bit of, you know, she'll be signing books as well. So,
yeah, and then the workshops and everything else, the vendors, that'll be pretty much all day Saturday.
All day Saturday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting. Yeah. Yeah. Eric, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks, Tom.
That's Eric Eikenoy. He is the director of the Cortez Public Library. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.